Lesson 143, Ether 1. Introduction. Moroni abridged the Book of Ether from the 24 gold plates found by the search party sent by Limhi. These plates contain the history of the Jaredite people. The account of the Jaredites begins with Jared and his brother seeking the Lord's compassion and guidance for their families and friends when the Lord confounded the languages of the people at the Tower of Babel. Because the brother of Jared prayed to the Lord faithfully, the Lord preserved the language of Jared, his brother, and their families and friends. The Lord declared that he would lead them to a promised land where they would become a great nation. Suggestions for teaching. Ether 1, verses 1 through 32. Moroni records the genealogy of Ether back to Jared at the Tower of Babel. To help students remember where the Book of Ether came from, review with them the overview of journeys in Mosiah 7 through 24 in the appendix of this manual. Ask them to refer to Journey 4, Attempt to Find Zarahemla. Then invite them to look for what Limhi's people found on this journey. Then ask them to turn to the first page of the Book of Ether. The summary below the title explains that the Book of Ether was taken from the 24 plates found by the people of Limhi. Explain that after Moroni finished the record of his father, he wrote an abridgment, or an abbreviated version, of the record found on the 24 gold plates. This record contained the history of the Jaredites, who lived on the American continent before the Nephites and Lamanites. Ask students to read Ether 1, verses 1 through 5 silently, looking for what Moroni chose to include in his abridgment of the Jaredite record. Ask students to report what they find. If you have access to a depiction of the Tower of Babel, consider displaying it. Ask students to summarize what they know about the tower referred to in Ether 1:5, and what happened to those who tried to build it. It was called the Tower of Babel. The Lord confounded the language of the people who tried to build it and scattered them because of their wickedness. See Genesis 11:1-9. To help students understand the connection between Jaredite history and the Nephite history, you may want to have them refer to the chronology on the Book of Mormon bookmark. Explain that Moroni began his account of the Jaredite history by recording the ancestry of the prophet Ether, who wrote the history on the 24 gold plates. Moroni recorded Ether's ancestry back to a man named Jared, who lived during the time of the Tower of Babel. Ether 1:33-43. Through the prayers of the brother of Jared, his family and friends received mercy and guidance. Ask students if any of them have ever been in a place where they could not understand the language the people around them were speaking. Invite them to share how they felt in that situation. Then ask them to imagine how it must have felt for the people around the Tower of Babel when they realized that everyone's language was being confounded. Ask them to silently ponder the following questions. If you were in that situation, whose communication would you miss the most? Why? Invite students to read Ether 1:33-34 silently. Before they read, ask them to look for, number one, who Jared wanted to be able to communicate with, and number two, how he proposed to solve the problem. He wanted to be able to communicate with his family, and he asked his brother to pray that their language would not be confounded. After students report what they have discovered, ask, what does the phrase, cry unto the Lord, mean to you? From Ether 1:33-34, what do you learn about how Jared felt about his brother and about his brother's prayers? Divide the class into pairs. In each partnership, have the student take turns reading aloud from Ether 1:35-42. Ask them to look for the prayers of the brother of Jared and for the Lord's answers to those prayers. When students have had enough time to read, ask, what impresses you about the prayers of the brother of Jared? How did the Lord answer the prayers of the brother of Jared? What principles can we learn from the way the brother of Jared prayed and the way the Lord answered his prayers? As students share ideas, encourage them to ponder Heavenly Father's compassion and love for them. Write on the board the following principle. As we consistently cry unto God in faith, He will have compassion on us. Before class, write the following questions on the board. Or you might consider providing them on a handout or reading them aloud slowly so students can write them down. In what ways is crying unto Heavenly Father different from just saying a prayer? When have you felt Heavenly Father's compassion in answer to prayer? When have family members or friends told you of Heavenly Father's compassion in answer to prayer? What do God's answers to our prayers teach us about His feelings for us? What can you do to make your prayers more meaningful? Invite students to answer these questions in notebooks or scripture study journals. You may want to give them an opportunity to share what they write. Testify that you know Heavenly Father loves us and desires to bless us when we call upon Him regularly. Explain that the account in Ether 1 can give us additional insights into God's love for us and the blessings that come through prayer. Ask students to review Ether chapter 1, verses 34, 36, and 38 silently, looking for what Jared requested that his brother ask in his prayers. Invite a student to act as scribe and list students' responses on the board. You might suggest that the scribe write these responses under the words, "Cry unto Heavenly Father," in the principle you have written on the board. You may want to suggest that students mark the phrase, "Let us be faithful unto the Lord," at the end of Ether 138. Emphasize that the actions of Jared and his brother show their faith in and willingness to be obedient to the Lord. They asked in faith for the blessings they needed. Invite students to review Ether 135, 37, and 40 through 42 silently, looking for ways God blessed Jared and his brother and their family and friends. Have the student acting as scribe write the student's discoveries on the board under the word compassion in the principle you have written. Be sure students see the relationship between the requests of the brother of Jared and the blessings the Lord gave. Invite a student to read Ether chapter 1, verse 43 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for blessings that God promised, even though the brother of Jared had not specifically asked for them. What additional blessings did the Lord promise the people? Jared had requested that his brother ask the Lord where they should go. Jared had thought that the Lord might direct them to a land that was choice above all the earth. The Lord did promise to direct them to a land of promise. In addition, He gave them specific instructions about how to make initial preparations for their journey. He also promised that He would raise up a great nation from their families and that there would be no greater nation on the earth. Invite students to turn to 2 Nephi 4:35. You might suggest that they write 2 Nephi 4:35 next to Ether 1:43 in their scriptures. Then ask them to read 2 Nephi 4:35 and Ether 1:43 silently, looking for what these verses teach about the blessings God gives us in answer to our prayers. In 2 Nephi 4:35, what does Nephi teach about God's answers to prayer? God will give liberally to those who seek Him in prayer. You may need to explain that the word liberally means generously. How does the account of Ether 1:43 confirm what Nephi declared in 2 Nephi 4:35? According to Ether 1:43, what reason did the Lord give for promising blessings beyond those the Jaredites had requested? The Lord promised additional blessings because they had been faithful in their prayers. You may want to suggest that students mark the following phrase in Ether 1:43, quote, "Because this long time ye have cried unto me," end quote. What principle can we learn from Ether 1:43? Students may use different words, but they should identify the following principle. If we pray regularly to God with faith, we can receive blessings beyond those we request. You may want to suggest that students write this principle in their scriptures. When have you seen this principle in your life or in the life of someone you know? After students share their answers, you may want to share examples from your life or the lives of others. The prophet Joseph Smith is a good example of this principle. He received blessings beyond those he requested when he prayed to know which church was true, and when he prayed to know of his standing before the Lord. To conclude, encourage students to make an effort to pray with greater sincerity. Also encourage them to remember that Heavenly Father is filled with compassion and that He will answer their prayers according to their faithfulness and according to what He knows will bring the greatest blessings into their lives. Scripture Mastery Review. Divide the class into pairs. Give them time to help each other review the references and key phrases of all 25 Book of Mormon Scripture Mastery passages. You might suggest that they use Scripture Mastery cards to quiz each other. See the Scripture Mastery review idea at the end of Lesson 45. Then give them a quiz on the passages, perhaps using clues from the Scripture Mastery cards. Correct the quiz together as a class. Ask students to take note of the passages they need to review, and encourage them to study on their own. As the school year comes to a close, consider giving a final test on the Book of Mormon Scripture Mastery passages. Note: you may conduct this activity at the beginning or end of class. If you use this activity at the beginning of class, keep it brief to allow time for the lesson. For other review activities, see the appendix in this manual. Commentary and background information. Ether 1, verses 34 and 35. What is the name of the brother of Jared? Elder George Reynolds of the 70 related the following account, which shows that the name of the brother of Jared was revealed to the prophet Joseph Smith. Quote, "While residing in Kirtland, Elder Reynolds Cahoon had a son born to him. One day, when President Joseph Smith was passing his door, he called the prophet in and asked him to bless and name the baby. Joseph did so and gave the boy the name Mahonri Mori Ankemer. When he had finished the blessing, he laid the child on the bed, and turning to Elder Cahoon, he said, 'The name I have given your son is the name of the brother of Jared. The Lord has just shown it to me.' Elder William F. Cahoon, who was standing near, heard the prophet make this statement to his father, and this was the first time the name of the brother of Jared was known in the church in this dispensation." End quote.